Okay, we're going to start our media availability for post-race media availability for today's 17th annual ALSCO 300 here at Kentucky Speedway. Kicking it off with the driver of the number 9 Exalta Mansi Metal Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports, finishing 7th today, and that's William Byron. William, obviously really hot coming into this. This is your fourth consecutive top 10, coming off two consecutive wins, second in points, close that gap a little bit for that points lead, and what could be 15 playoff points at the end of the regular season. Maybe talk about that and how the playoffs are coming up and your run today.
Yeah, it was a pretty good run for us. I think we lacked a little bit, but I feel like we made really good adjustments and was able to get up there on a few restarts and have a chance at a top three or four. Ultimately, you know, finished seventh, but I feel like it was a pretty good overall day, just lacked a little bit of speed. But, you know, we'll go to New Hampshire. It's a really good track for us, and hopefully get a win there.
Great. Thank you, William. We'll open up to questions. Start over here with Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Digest. With the track running the tire dragging in the middle groove, was that any difference in this race, or was it just drivers talking on the side of their mouths?
I think it was a huge difference. I think just having that extra few feet to work with, I think, was big for us. I feel like it made multi-groove racing for restarts and stuff. Ultimately, when you get strung out, you're not going to really pass on a repave, especially with our cars. We don't have enough horsepower to get runs. But I think overall it was a pretty good race for a repave, and I feel like you know, there definitely were two grooves you know, on restarts, and it was treacherous, so that was good.
Over in the front here.
Steve Connolly, thepodiumfinish.net. William, Kyle was on the radio a lot about the restarts today. We saw it from the start of the race. Was it close in any proximity to where you were at of issues? Did you see games being played more so than normal?
I don't know. I wasn't up on the first row, so I don't know. But I think from my vantage point, it looked like the restarts were, you know, pretty exciting, but I don't really know on the games part. But overall, I think the outside was able to get a run for the first couple rows, and then after a lap or so, you had to be on the bottom. So it was overall not too bad.
Okay, we're now joined by the driver of the number 12 Snap-on Ford for Team Penske, and that's Ryan Blaney. Ryan has 7 starts this season in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. 6 of those were second or better, and he finished 6th today. Really fun watching you come through the field, Ryan, at the end there. Maybe talk about that and trying to come back from the pit road penalty.
Yeah, I thought we had a really great car all day, and we're just getting it better. Before that last caution, we're second behind the 20, and I thought we were just about to get by him pretty easy and set sail. And our long-run car was pretty spectacular, and we were kind of debating whether to pit or not right there. And I thought we had enough laps on our tires to where we could come down, and we had to take rights, and we took rights to stop before that. And I thought it was time to do it, and it looked like everybody was coming. And I think all but two came, I think all but the 18 and the 41, and then we came out 4th, which was going to be fine. I thought we made an adjustment to our car to make it better, to fire off better, and then we had that penalty. I guess we didn't get the right front back to the wall, but came in and put 4 on it and made a really good change, just tightened me up a lot. I was pretty loose all day, and that brought it to life, and we were able to run up through there. And I wish it was 202 laps. That would have been pretty nice, but it's a disappointing day of not getting the win with the fastest car, I thought. You can look at the positives and know that we did have the fastest car, and that's definitely something to build off of for sure in the future.
Okay. Open it up to both of these gentlemen. Start here with the
Ryan. I'm Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader. How are you feeling physically, and with 400 more laps to go, you know, how will your regimen be the rest of the day? You know, what will you do?
I'm good. You know, it's honestly not that much that hard of a day. It's 700 miles today, so it's not that bad. This racetrack is tough, but luckily it wasn't that hot out there today for this race, and it's going to be a night race in the Cup car, so I don't think it's really going to be a big issue. I'll probably take a nap and eat something and be good to go.
Anyone else for Jessica?
Jessica Robin with NASCAR.com. This is for Ryan. In terms of you know, running the Xfinity race earlier and then going back in the Cup car later. Was there anything you learned that you could take for the Cup race tonight?
I think a little bit, yeah. You know, even though it's a daytime race with the Xfinity cars and a nighttime race with the Cup stuff, I feel like we can take away some things of, you know, changes that we made throughout this race to apply to the Cup cars of, you know, I was pretty loose all day, and I thought we made some good changes in this car. So they usually will apply over to that side. So that's something good to know. But, yeah, there's definitely things we can take away from this race as far as setup-wise and changes we made to help out for tonight.
Any final questions for William or Ryan? Oh, Bob.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. Ryan, could you tell much of a difference of the tire dragging in the middle groove this morning?
When I lost the lead on that restart, when I slid up in three, I didn't wreck, and I think I would have wrecked if the tire dragger wasn't brought out because I was up in that lane, that third lane. So I think that kind of saved you a little bit. So I thought that was good. I saw that move made a couple times in the truck race, and people spun out, and I didn't see that today. I saw a lot of cars get loose and kind of slide up to that lane, and it kind of caught halfway, and they were able to keep going. So hopefully that'll help out. I ran kind of high in one and two a little bit coming back to the field, and it seemed to have some grip, like half a lane up. So I think it didn't hurt at all getting that tire dragging out this morning. So hopefully tonight in the Cup cars it'll get really slick on the bottom, and we'll have to be forced to move around. That's usually what happens, and I'm hopeful for that.
Anything else? Going once, twice. Thank you, gentlemen.
Tucker White, Speedway Meet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a question about the press box.
Yes, I'm sorry, press box. I'm sorry.
All right, Tucker White, SpeedwayMedia.com. This is for Ryan Blaney. Ryan, with about between 50 to 40 laps to go, when you were chasing down, I believe it was Eric Jones for the lead, I noticed you were catching him in turns one and two, and then losing him in turns three and four. What do you chalk that up to, and do you see that being the case again in tonight's race?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing was one and two is a lot faster, a lot more banked, and there's more things to lean on. And you can get in the corner pretty even with the car in front of you, if not a little bit harder. And the banking is there to hold you, even though if aero isn't your best friend with them taking the air away, I think it has something else to lean on. Whereas into turn three, it's so flat, it's so hard to kind of enter with that person. You're already loose into there beginning with, and then you get a car in front of you, it takes all the air away, and you have to kind of just let them go and back that corner up and try to get a run off. So just different corners, different banking, and you know, the aero stuff we always talk about comes into play a lot more in three and four than one and two. Hopefully, you know, I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be the same way tonight unless the track winds out. But with two races on the same day and no rain, I think that's just going to help that process of it widening out.
My apologies about the press box. Anything else in the press box?
No more questions.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.